You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 12. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" So he said, "Here in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" Brethren, this particular passage is quite interesting. The Lord came to Abraham and promised him that according to the time of life, his wife will have a son. They had waited on the Lord for several years. The first thing we want to point out here is that Sarah didn't have a delay. Sarah was on time. That divine timing may not agree with human timing, but it is nonetheless the best timing. Sometimes we think we are late. You see, you can only say you are late in comparison to if you know the time. But when you don't know the time, you can't say that you are late. God did not tell you that you must be married at 30. So if you are 40 and you are not yet married, you are not late, because you don't know what time that you should be married. So the Lord made it very clear that according to the time of life. So Sarah was on divine timing. The next thing here is that when the Lord said she was going to have a child, there are things the Lord didn't say, but which he had said. The Lord had said that they should go ahead and have sex, but he didn't say that in that statement. He just said by this time of life, Sarah would have a child. And from what Sarah said, it appeared as if they have probably stopped having sex with each other. But because of the word of the Lord, they had to go and have sex. We must understand the principles by which God works. The fact that God has spoken does not mean that man will not play a part or man will not play his own role. In fact, God will then give man ability to play his own role. This is why I've heard preachers say Christians are lazy. Christians are not lazy. Sometimes they are simply wrongly taught. They do not know. They just feel that God has spoken and they continue to wait on God. But brethren, you could see here that even though the Lord had promised them a child, they both needed to find a way to have sex. If they refuse to have sex and they keep waiting on that promise will not come to pass. And I think this is the attitude of many Christians to the promise of God. You have received the promise of God, but you have failed to rise up to do what is required of that promise. And by the way, from what Sarah said, she could understand, she showed that she understands sexual pleasure, and they do have pleasure during their sexual intercourse. And then also that in old age, people can still engage in sex, because when the Lord made that promise to them in their advanced age, they were expected to have sex. So if you are couples and you are old, it is okay to still have sex in your old age. But the main point today is this. When God has given his word, then we must also respond and act. You can't just sit down and say, "Well, God had promised it is going to come to pass." Yes, God will bring his word to pass. But if there is a role the Lord has called you to play, you must play that role effectively. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.